College or no college? Catholic college or secular college? What are the choices for Catholic young adults? And which are the best ones to help them stay Catholic? That's what we're going to talk about today on Crisis Point. Hello, I'm Eric Sammons, your host and the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Before we get started, I encourage people to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel. That helps the algorithm know that you like us, you really like us. And so therefore, they will try to find other people who like us. So please go do that. We really do appreciate that. Also, you can follow us on social media at Crisis Mag at all the major places. Finally, I want to mention we are in the midst of one of our two fundraising campaigns we do a year. That's all we do. We don't harass you every single time we come online, every time we have an article. We're not going to push, please donate all the time. But twice a year we do fundraising campaign for a few weeks, because even though all of our content is free, it's not free to produce. We really do like the fact that we offer everything that we offer is for free. There's no paywalls at Crisis. But of course, obviously we have expenses. We have to pay our writers. We have to pay, you know, for the accounting and the website and all that stuff. And so we really do appreciate your donations. And so we just encourage you to donate. You can go to crisismagazine.com/donate. That's crisismagazine.com/donate. You can donate to us by check, mail us a check. You can do it online through a credit card. And yes, you can even donate using cryptocurrency, because I am the editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine and I say so, because you know I love my cryptocurrency. Okay, let's talk about though our subject of the day. It's May, which means it's graduation season for high schools, colleges. And I've gotten actually a lot of people reaching out to me in the last few months. Parents who are asking about maybe Franciscan University, where some of my kids go, or just like deciding what to do. Their kids trying to decide what to do after college. Should they go to Catholic college? Should they go to college at all? Just basic advice of somebody who has a number of kids who are now adults who have gone through college or in college. And so I thought this was a subject that a lot of people are interested in, so I wanted to bring it up here. The first thing I want to mention is I am not, nor do I ever claim to be, an expert on parenting. I have 7 kids. My oldest is in her mid-20s. My youngest is 8. And so I have experience parenting, and I do know some things have worked for my kids, some things that have not worked for my kids, but I cannot tell you exactly what you can do. I can give my experience, I can give you my advice, but here's the thing. I really do think, I hesitate always to give parenting advice because of the fact that every family is different, every kid's different, every parent's different, every situation's different. And while there are definitely certain general principles we should all follow, like obviously you want to raise your kids in the faith and things like that, it really does depend on the situation. So even though, for example, I'm hardcore pro homeschooling and I think homeschooling is great, and I really wish more and more Catholic parents would choose homeschooling for their families, I do know there are situations in which homeschooling is not feasible. Maybe for a whole family because where they live, maybe because of the parent's situation of work or whatever the case may be, maybe it's individual kid, whatever the case may be. So everything I say here, I don't want anybody to take as these are hard and fast rules, but I do think they're important things to keep in mind when we're talking about this. When you have a kid, one of your kids who's no longer a kid, has graduated from high school, is an adult now, maybe they're 18, now they're an adult, and they're trying to decide, what do they do? Should they go to college? If so, which one? And things like that. So I wanted to kind of talk about that. So the first question is always, should someone go to college? Now, I think a lot less people should go to college than do. When I was graduating from high school, many of those years ago, 35, something like that years ago, almost anybody who wanted to get a decent job, paying job, I should make that clear, had to go to college, or at least felt like they had to go to college. And you were basically told, if you want a job that will support a family, be a decent wage, you have to go to college. And so we all went to college, a lot of us. And that's continued to be the mantra you hear from obviously the educational industrial complex and all those who want to promote all the college people, things like that, is that everybody should go to college. However, I think that is becoming less and less true. I do not think it's necessary for kids to go to college to be able to get good jobs, to be able to really to support a family. I think a young man can get a decent job not going to college and support a family on one income. I think that's plausible, not just possible, but plausible. What I mean by that is, like, for example, I know people, young people, they're becoming electricians, for example, and they have a apprenticeship with somebody who, and they work for that electrician company. They get paid for doing work, good pay right now, and they have their schooling, their electrician schooling paid for them. So after 4 years out of high school, not only do they have no debt and a job, but they've been paid for all their schooling, and they can get a high paying job right there, right then. And they already have a high paying job. They can go on their own even. So I really do think there are possibilities. Also, for example, my own field back in the day, computer programming, in the early 90s, you had to get a computer, a software degree, some type of 4-year degree in order to get into computer programming. That is absolutely not the case anymore. You can basically learn on your own. You can learn through the internet. You can create some apps, do some stuff, and you can get a decent job pretty quickly and move your way up if you're talented. I remember I one time had a subcontractor working for me as a computer programmer. He did some extra work for me, and he did great, great work. And one day I was just chatting with him. I said, "Oh, where'd you graduate from college?" He told me. I said, "What'd you major in?" He's like, "English." He was yet the best, probably the best computer programmer I had working for me. And he was very talented. He just picked it up on his own. So you can get a lot of good jobs without having a college degree. So I really do think that we should, as parents, we should never force our kids in a sense of like really push them towards college. We should let them know their options. We should let them know, yeah, there's certain fields that if you want to go into, you do need a college degree. If you want to become a lawyer, I will disown you if you're my kid. Like, we don't have enough lawyers anyway. But if you want to go into something like law, you have to get a college degree. If you want to become a doctor, you got to get a college degree. There are definitely fields where you need a college degree. But there are a lot of fields where you do not need a college degree. And it really is the cost of college outweighs the potential benefit. Because that's what they did back in my day. They would give you these charts where they say, here's the cost of college you spend. And I know this is going to give modern parents a heart attack hearing how cheap this is, although you might remember from your own college days. I think I paid, I want to say it was less, it was like $5,000 a year, something like that for college. So $20,000 you pay in college, but you can get a job, this is the early 90s, that will make up that in about 2 or 3 years, 5 years, 10 years at the most, something like that, because you're higher paying job. But now, with college being potentially $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and yes, those are real numbers for those of you who have younger kids and haven't seen them yet. Well, if all of a sudden you're spending $300,000, $200,000 to get a college degree, you need to then say, am I going to get a job that's going to pay me $200,000 more in the next 10, 15, even 20 years? Possibly you won't. And so when we're just looking at it from a financial standpoint, college is not worth it for a lot of people. Way too many people go colleges. I really wish more colleges would go under because we don't need them. They probably will go under because we just don't need them. So from a specific financial standpoint, college is not necessary. Now, here's the thing, though. We are in a certain reality we're in. I mean, we live in this world. We can't just escape from the kind of the culture and the society we live in. And the fact is college is still very important for a lot of reasons. The first one is that many jobs that shouldn't do require college education. I was trying to think of an example of this right before I came on, but I know I've had situations where I'm like, why do they require a college degree for that job? They require a 4-year degree. I don't care what it's in. It's just like to prove that you can complete something. I'm not sure why. So there are jobs, more jobs than there should be, that require college degrees. So if you don't go to college, you are limiting yourself of what kind of jobs you can get. And if you change your mind someday, if you decide not to go to college and all of a sudden you're 30 and you decide, I don't really like being an electrician, you have a lot less leeway to change, because it's much more difficult to go out back to college at 30, let's say you have a wife and kids, than it would be at 18. And so, yes, it is true that college is still something that is important for a lot of people. Here's another thing that Catholics often talk about, maybe not openly, but a lot of the reason parents want their kids to go to a Catholic college isn't because it's a great college that they'll get a great education and therefore get a great job. It's because of the community. It's because of the fact that their child is leaving the nest, so to speak, where they've grown up Catholic, they went to the Catholic parish, they live the faith at home, and now for the first time they're going to leave the home, and the parent desperately wants them to continue to practice the Catholic faith. And so what the idea is, how about certain colleges that encourage that, like Franciscan University of Steubenville, like Christendom College, like Benedictine, places like that that encourage the students to live the faith? Well, maybe it's worth it to pay all that money to go there, considering it could potentially give them the community they need to start off on their own life practicing the Catholic faith, and then that gives them the best chance to maintain as a Catholic their entire life. And so sometimes the financial discussion comes down to, well, it's not really financially feasible for a job, but if it means my kid ain't going to leave the faith, it means he or she's going to end up finding a spouse who practices the faith as well. Well, sign me up. Where do I send the money to? And so I think that's a real consideration that we have to recognize, that colleges are a place that a young person does develop a lot of their future views in life. I know I did. I mean, I went to college a Protestant, left a Catholic, and it's because I was hanging out with a bunch of Catholics and doing pro-life work all the time. It really impacted the future trajectory of my life. I met my wife in college. So for me, those 4 years of college completely set the trajectory of my life. And I think that's true for a lot of kids, that what happens in college. Unfortunately, what we found is for a lot of them, the trajectory is a bad one. They go off to a big state school. They stop going to mass. Maybe they become an atheist or an agnostic. They embrace the woke regime, the woke agenda. They become liberal. They reject everything their parents stand for. But that's the trajectory for their life. And that's, of course, what we as Catholic parents fear happening. And so I really think that, whereas I definitely believe college is not necessary, I understand how important it can be. That college can be a way. It couldn't be the difference that what God uses for the kid to stay Catholic their entire life. It really could set that. Now, I will say this. I also think that some Catholic colleges exploit that. Maybe not consciously, but subconsciously. Like at Franciscan University of Steubenville, they know Catholic parents are afraid of their kids falling away from the faith. And so they market to those parents as your kid. They don't quite say this because they know they can't say this, but they basically are saying, hey, you come here, your kids come here, they're probably going to stay Catholic. That's a really good selling point. I don't even blame them, by the way. I'm not necessarily blaming Franciscan and Benedictine and Christendom and other colleges for doing this. It does seem, though, a little bit exploitative. Like, it does exploit the fears of parents more than anything else. So the question then is for parents, how do you help guide your children when it comes to their decision-making after high school? Now, I do want to emphasize the word guide here. I'm a big believer that your kid becomes an adult at the age of 18. When he turns 18, he's an adult. I know that's an arbitrary number. In another time, I might have said 16. I might have said 14. But the fact is, in today's world, it's 18. And so for me, at least, from the day my kid is born, my plan is to get them ready to be an adult and live like an adult at the age of 18. I do not want to have an 18-year-old kid who cannot support themselves, who cannot basically take care of themselves and isn't thinking like an adult. Like, I know they still have time for growth after 18. It's not like they stop developing after 18 or something like that. But I do think 18 is a good cutoff. And so for me, they make decisions as an adult. I don't tell them what to do anymore after 18. I give them advice. They can take it or leave it. And hopefully we've gotten a good enough relationship that they ask for advice after they turn 18. But the point is that as parents, we're guiding them. We're not telling them. Now, there are certain things we can do, and I'll get to that in a minute, in helping guide them. Some practical matters we can do. But so for when a kid turns 18, when they're going graduating from high school, what do they choose to do? I do think it differs between boys and girls, men and women. If you have a son or have a daughter, because a son, he needs to be able to support a family. Absolutely. No question. Obviously, if he ends up with a religious vocation and lives as a priest or a monk or something like that, that's one thing. But the fact is that he should be thinking, until he's made that decision to do that, he should be thinking, I need to be in a situation where I can be the sole breadwinner for my family, barring some unforeseen circumstance like disability or something like that. But I'm just saying, if everything goes the way it should, I need to be able to support my family on a single income, my income. That should be foremost in his thoughts. Because here's another thing I want to say is college, I don't think college... A lot of people think of college and they talk about the liberal arts, and I'm not against liberal arts colleges or liberal arts degrees, stuff like that. But at the same time, I really feel like kids should learn a lot of the basics of liberal arts and everything in high school. That's why you homeschool, by the way, and earlier. They should know those basics of logic, of philosophy, theology, things like that when they graduate from high school. And if they take that in college, great. But for a guy particularly, he should be thinking, okay, I need to be able to have a job that I can support my family. And that's my primary thing. I know, okay, I'm going to say it. Hopefully nobody, I'm not thinking of anybody in particular. I don't think I am. None of my kids, I know. But the guys who go off to Franciscan or another Catholic college and they become a theology major because they like theology, I think is a terrible idea. I've told young men this before. If you go to college and you want to get you want to be a theology professor, you want to be in the theology field. Okay, that's fine, but you better understand first of all how hard it is to get a job in that field, and how much work you're going to do, how much you're going to have to hustle, and how much you're going to have to be better than everybody else. You have to be smarter than them. You have to work harder than them. You can't just be a theology because you like theology. That is a sure path to unemployment. And so you really do have to pick your major based upon, okay, what is it I want to do with my life that I can, and that I can support my family? So if you really think, okay, theology, I can become a theology professor. First of all, good luck to you. You better work your butt off to make that happen, because it's not going to be easy. I know a number of people with doctorates in theology who are working outside the theology field because they just couldn't find a job in it. It was just too difficult. And so, like I was with any, like philosophy or any of the liberal arts type degrees for guys. And I do think it's different for women. A woman should not feel obliged to have to get a job, have a career that supports your family. And so a young Catholic woman, I think, is more open to getting a liberal arts type degree, a theology degree, a philosophy degree, something like that, in which she basically can have knowledge that she can use to raise her kids, to help in the family, things like that. And she can get a job, but hopefully it won't be something that she has to use to support her own family. So I do think that's important. Also, you know, a trade like a nursing for women is great, because it gives them, even if they end up being a stay-at-home mom one day, they got a great skill set that is going to be useful in life, very useful in life. So I do think the point, though, is I think the decision-making process is different for men than it is for women. Men have to have at the forefront, okay, how am I going to be able to support a family one day with this? Women do not have to have that at the forefront, because women, Catholic women, frankly, should not feel obligated ever to support their family. You know, I'm not saying women can't have just about any major. They can. But they shouldn't feel obligated to do it just in order to support a family, where a man should have that obligation on him more so. This reminds me of a funny story. my undergrad degree is in computers, systems analysis. And I started getting my master's in theology. And I remember talking to some theology person. I can't remember who it was now, but I told him, oh yeah, my undergrad's in systems analysis. And, you know, I'm getting this degree in theology. And he literally said something to the effect of, well, it's good you're getting a theology degree. You have something to fall back on. Which I found hilarious because that's the opposite of what everybody else said. You know, obviously the systems analysis degree is something to fall back on. The theology degree is gravy. But this guy was so much into the theology world. He's like, that's something that you could fall back on. And so if you decide, you know, you decide as parents, you're helping your kids decide, should they go to college or not? Let's say you do decide to go to college. The question becomes Catholic college or non-Catholic college. Here is what our rule has been. I got this from another family that I knew, Catholic family, great Catholic family. The kids are all great. And this is something their parents did. And I'm like, I'm going to do the same thing. And that is, I tell my kids, I will only financially assist you in college if you go to these specific colleges, one of these specific colleges. I'm not telling you have to go to them. If you go somewhere else, you're free to do that. You're an adult, but I'm not helping financially. And generally, it's the Newman College ones. I have even a shorter list than Newman College does. The Newman list of colleges. But I would not, for example, if one of my kids say, I want to go to Ohio State, like, well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm not helping you at all. Now, I do think there are situations where I might help a child going to a state school. And I think it would be if they lived at home still. Let's say they're going to a local college. They want to get their degree and live at home while they're in college. I could see myself helping them because I could see them still being in a good Catholic community at our parish and with their friends and things like that. So it wouldn't be, I'm not paying for them to lose their faith is what I'm saying, which is what you're really doing. If you're helping pay for your Catholic kid to go to a public college, you're essentially saying, please, I want to give you some money so my kid to help my kid lose their faith. You just shouldn't do that. It's insane to do that. Again, they're adults. They can do whatever they want, but don't help them make bad decisions. And so really what we do is we just say, you know, and now fortunately, all my kids have graduated from high school. They all wanted to go to Catholic colleges. One went to University of Dallas, three went to Franciscan University. And so I didn't have to worry about having a battle over this or anything like that. I wasn't going to be a battle. It was just going to be like, here it is. And they knew what the rule was. So I made it very clear to them. And the what I was happy about is they didn't choose Catholic college just because I financially assisted them, but simply because they wanted to go to Catholic college. So I think that's a factor that you can help in guiding them. But when you're looking at a Catholic college, so I would just say, just go, oh, by the way, any of the Catholic colleges that are not on the Newman list, I don't see how you could help a kid go there in any way, shape, or form. Like, I'm not helping my kid go to Georgetown. And in fact, I am urging him not to go to Georgetown. I mean, because that's worse in some ways than a state college, to go to one of these pseudo Catholic colleges like a Georgetown or something like that. But I think when you're looking at a Catholic colleges, then you should start with the Newman list. But I will say the Newman list, I'm a little critical at times because I think they don't seem to, there's differences between these Catholic colleges that it's not just a matter of, is the faculty, the theology faculty Orthodox? I mean, there's the administration, there's the faculty, which is different than the administration. Faculty is the teachers, really. There's the campus ministry. There's the campus culture. I think all these things are factors and you have to look at all of them. And I really feel like campus culture might be one of the most important things. Does the culture of the campus lead to peer pressure towards being Catholic or away from being Catholic? And I think that's probably the most important thing, more than anything else, is will the peer pressure point them towards being Catholic? Like, is it more... is it more countercultural at the campus to go to Mass or not go to Mass? And at a place like Franciscan, for example, which is the one I know of the most, I'm not saying this isn't true at other places like at Christendom. I'm sure it is at Christendom, Ave Maria, Benedictine. The campus culture, though, at a place like that is that you are countercultural not to go to Mass. You're kind of going against what everybody else is doing. And you have to choose, like, I don't want to go to Mass, even though my roommate's going to Mass, my friends are going to Mass. I have no excuses. Now, you might still choose. There are people at all these colleges who don't go to Mass, who don't practice the faith, but it's a lot harder than when you go to like a state school and everything is screaming at you, don't go to mass. And so I think that's one thing, is the campus culture is probably the most important. I also do think that the theology and philosophy faculty is important, because you can get some real problems if that faculty is teaching some heretical things, or not even heretical, but just kind of the wrong way. I mean, okay, let's be blunt here. If they are all cheerleaders for Pope Francis and everything he's doing for the church, you probably want to shy away from that campus. You probably want to shy your kids away from going to that school. I'm not saying they have to be uber trad and like only Latin mass and publicly criticizing the Pope. I'm just saying if they are cheerleading all the time for what the Pope is doing right now, then it's not a place that's probably going to be conducive to a true Catholic faith that really is lived out. So I think that's something you have to consider. I think also the another factor that you have to consider is simply obviously the cost. Now, here's something. There's always sticker shock when you first start looking at the cost of colleges, because the cheapest Catholic college on the Newman list is probably going to be $30,000, $40,000 a year. And you're like, ain't no way I can afford that. And that's true. I felt the same way with my first kid. I was like, there's no way I can afford this. I still remember when it was Benedictine. I'll just say it out. My oldest applied there and they sent financial aid. And one of the things they asked us to, they wanted us to do was for the parents to get a loan, not the kids a college loan, but the parents to get a loan, because the kids loan wouldn't be enough for the cost. They didn't have enough scholarships or anything like that. An aid. And they suggested I get a loan. I remember the loan. I can't remember the exact amount they were suggesting I get, but I calculated if I got that exact same loan every year of all four years of all seven of my kids, I would be going over $300,000 in debt for my kids to go to college. That's insane. Yet they sent this to me like, oh yeah, try and consider this. No, I mean, what are you thinking? How can you even say that with a straight face? Parents should not go into debt for their kids' college education, period. End of story. I don't think kids should go very much in debt. A little bit, yes. I don't think it's a big deal if a kid maybe has like $10,000 in debt or something like that after they get out of college, if they're in a program where they can get a decent job, not the theology majors, but if they're in a program where they actually can get a decent job, okay, that's not the end of the world. The less debt, the better, obviously. But when you're suggesting a parent to send his seven kids to college should go into over $300,000 debt on him, and that's not even including the debt all the kids go into, that is just insane. And frankly, a Catholic college should be embarrassed and should be ashamed to ever do that. It's immoral in a sense. And I point out it was Benedictine who did this, but they're not the only one. I'm not picking on Benedictine. Other colleges are like this too. Now, Franciscan never did that, and I don't think UD ever did that. Oh, but Catholic University of America, for example, in Washington, D.C., oh my gosh, I don't even understand how anybody can go to that college who doesn't like live locally and commute, I guess. It was like $60,000 a year, and there was like nothing offered. And my kids got offered stuff at almost every school. It was like $60,000 a year. I'm like, I don't even understand how you could go there. So I think you have to, when you look at the Newman list, it's going to narrow down pretty quickly, but don't be too surprised by the initial sticker shock, because most schools do have aid programs, especially if your kid has decent grades, that they will do. Because like, for example, I think Franciscan is close to $40,000 a year. We've never paid anything close to that for any of our kids. Our kids have been able to go through a fraction of that. And it's not like they got that many outside scholarships. It was aid from Franciscan. Mostly. And then of course it gets cheaper because they can live off campus after a couple years there, and then they can make their own food and stuff like that. So just don't refuse to look into a college because you see a $40,000 a year. Look, really dig deeper and say, what will we actually be paying? And then you can consider it. It still might be too much. You still might not be able to handle it. And here's where I think there is another option that incorporates the Catholic community aspect of it, but this is only available in some places. If you have a strong Catholic community where you live, like your parish and the area and the homeschooling group and things like that, and a lot of kids are in the area, that really does eliminate one of the biggest selling points, or at least reduces one of the biggest selling points of Catholic colleges, these good Catholic colleges like a Franciscan or a Benedictine or Christendom or Ave. It does, because they can have that Catholic young adult community locally, they can meet people, they can potentially find a spouse. Like a good example is my parish has had, I think, 4 engagements in the in just this calendar year. It's May, in just the last 5 months or so. There's been 4 different couples who have gotten engaged at our parish because there's a lot of young Catholic people here. And so they meet, they interact, stuff like that. And they have a community, but also then they meet a future spouse. So it's not like you have to go to a Catholic college. But if you live in an area, like I used to live down in Florida where I used to live, there's very few Catholic young adults. And my wife and I very much wanted our kids to go off to college because we felt like, oh my goodness, they're not going to have any Catholic young adult community here. They need to go off to a good college like a Franciscan or something like that. Whereas now that we live in Cincinnati, it's not as true. We're not as adamant about that because we know there's opportunities for Catholic community and maybe potentially meeting a spouse here in town. And that's true in other places. I know Washington, D.C. is like that. We used to live there. And I'm sure there's other places, but there's places where that's not the case. And so that's another factor to take in consideration. Now, I'm going to wrap it up here, but these were just some thoughts. I admit this was a little bit kind of throwing out thoughts there, but I wanted to give some help to those Catholic parents who are experiencing this with their own young people. And if young people are watching this, hopefully you'll listen to the old guy with the gray hair about this as well. Take what I said in consideration. We don't live in a great situation in our culture for Catholic young people. Let's be frank. There's a lot of bad options out there. Not a lot of good options. In an ideal world, a Catholic young person could live in his local community, get a job right out of high school, not have to move very far away from their parents, get married, raise their kids within a 20-mile radius of their parents or something like that. That is the ideal. And it's possible in some places, but it's not possible in most places. And so things like a very expensive Catholic college, things like moving to another area of the country to do this, all these things are realities that we have to basically deal with. And so we have to take that consideration. And so with that in mind, I would say, as Catholic parents, my advice to you is guide your children to prioritize Catholic community. What I mean by that is the way they stayed Catholic growing up is because they're in a community of their family. The best way for them to stay Catholic is to remain in a Catholic community. It shouldn't be their family immediate only. It should be a wider community. Maybe it's local. Maybe it's at a college, maybe it's somewhere else. But the idea, the point is they should prioritize Catholic community. They should also prioritize being financially responsible. Don't go into crazy debt. Find an option that doesn't include crazy debt. And by crazy debt, I would think, honestly, my rule is you should never go over $20,000 in debt for college. I think $20,000 is a lot, but like that's kind of the extreme to me, in my mind. So keep your debt very low. And choose a career that's feasible. Choose a career that is, especially young men, that's feasible. Not one that's just, I like theology, so I'm going to study theology or something like that. But really something that you know you can support your family with. Something that you do enjoy doing. I mean, I don't think you should try. If you hate everything to do with being an electrician, you shouldn't choose to be an electrician. But it should be something feasible. So prioritize Catholic community, living in Catholic community. Be financially responsible by keeping low debt and also choose a career that's feasible. I think if we do that, a lot more young people will stay Catholic. They will also be able to support their families, which puts a lot less stress on their own family, a lot less chance for marital discord and things of that nature. Okay, that's it. I'm going to wrap it up there. I'll pray for everybody who's going through these situations now. Hopefully this was of some help to you. And good luck, all those who are graduating, and God bless you. Okay, everybody, until next time, God love you.